Om Shanti. 26th March 2019, Tuesday. The blessing. May you be a god or goddess of maturity and accumulate full marks with the virtue of maturity. May you be a god or goddess of maturity and accumulate full marks with the virtue of maturity. Actually, the Hindi word is Gambhirta, and they have translated it into maturity. Actually, Gambhirta means seriousness. Gambhirta means seriousness. One has to be serious, solemn, sobriety, earnestness, whatever. So that is Gambhirta. And they have used the word maturity. Maturity is paripakvata, is a different word. At the present time, there is a great need for the virtue of maturity, that is Gambhirta. Because people have developed the habit of speaking a lot. And they just say whatever enters in their minds. When someone does good work and then speak about it, the fruit of it is halved. Only a half is accumulated. And those who are mature, that is, and do not speak about it, accumulate fully. Therefore become a god or goddesses of maturity, Gambhirta, and accumulate your full marks. By speaking about it, your marks will be reduced. So, Baba is telling to become god or goddess of maturity. Actually, as I said, maturity doesn't seem to be a correct word. There are two things. One is somebody is very entertaining, given to laughter, giggling, smiling, sociable. On the other side, one is very serious. So that seriousness is known as Gambhirta, and Baba is telling us to become the god and goddess of Gambhirta, or I will say seriousness.
How do you spell that word?
Seriousness? Gambhirta. Gambhir. Gambhir means one who is serious, who is little neutral, who is wearing a neutral expression on the face. That is the word which is used for Gambhirta. Maturity is something else. Maturity means you become mature. You are not child. You are little matured. You have gained a lot of experiences. While Gambhirta is a different word. So these are the two different words. One is paripakvata, that is maturity. Another is Gambhirta, that is seriousness. But here, in English translation, they have used the word Gambhirta as maturity. Okay, whatever, whether you call it seriousness or maturity. But the context here is very different. Baba is saying, if suppose somebody does some service and describes about it a lot, half of the fruit is gone. And that's when Baba is saying, you have got a lot of speaking habit. So whether you call it seriousness or maturity or Gambhirta, whatever, Baba is relating it to speaking. Speaking too much. Speaking less is a sign of maturity, of course. Speaking less is also the sign of seriousness. So, if one does some service, some good seva, he comes and he starts narrating it. During narration, some faults happen. For example, he may try to modify the truth. He may try to modify the truth. Second, he may try to suppress the truth. Few things which were not very good, he may not mention. Third, he may try to exaggerate it. It's a small service, but they will show as if it is a very big service. And sometimes their ego, they will satisfy their ego. And sometimes, fifth, it's even trying to show that we have done it, you have not done it. For example, somebody visits a particular place, some country, and does some service and comes back. And he is told to narrate his service, and he is narrating in such a manner that he knows that none of the audience has visited that place. And there is some amount of feeling to show off that we have gone there and others have not gone there. And as I said, ego. It is also somewhere one is satisfying one's ego. That such services only we can do, others can't. You know, these are the subtle dimensions. If these are not there, it's very good. And to describe the services we have done, that's also an art. Maintaining the feeling of being an instrument and then telling it, it's really an art. Because what has transpired and what we describe, there is a gap, some memory gap. And we try to fill those gaps with some imagination or with some ego product. So there is always a chance of modification. One has gone and does service for 15 days and comes back. He is told, describe what you have done. So he will try to tamper with the truth. Try to modify it in some way or other. It will not be as it is. Ditto. He may not try to describe it in the similar manner. Because there are also, why there is a modification? Because also one has, one doesn't remember everything, one thing. Even if one forgets, he may try to fill those gaps with something else. So that's why. The greatest example here is Mama. When she had gone to Bangalore, she did service for 1.5 months. And Mama came back and she was asked, how was the service? And she said, it was good. That's it. No further description. How was the service? It was good. Full stop. No further description. There was a brother who accompanied Mama and then he was told, he was asked, how was it? He described that Mama did so good service in Bangalore. But then from Mama's mouth, nothing came out. She just mentioned, it was good. That's it. And nowadays, we see, if one does one service, there are 100 photographs. And then they keep on sending it everywhere. Even to those people who have never asked for those photos. We have done the service, now you have to see our photos. That is your punishment. So modifying the truth. Second, suppressing the truth. We mention only the good things. We don't mention about the bitter things, wrong things, some blunders, some mistakes. Focusing more on the good. That's good that you are learning. But then purposefully suppressing the bitter part, the wrong part, the inferior part of it. This is something. This is a fault of human nature. It's a natural propensity, tendency of the mind not to describe those things which are uncomfortable, and to describe those things where we are praised, not to describe those things where we were maligned, cursed, blamed, accused. Recently I had been to one center and there was a class going on and people were sitting, and suddenly in between the sister came and she made one announcement, and she said, in front of the center there was another house and the person who was staying in that house was not very cooperative, and the sister made the announcement that whosoever amongst you has kept his car in front of his house, immediately remove it. Otherwise that man is saying he will burn that car. Immediately remove it right now. He will put petrol and he will burn it right now. Just remove it. There was another center, and the center was here, and there was one doctor who used to stay in front. He had a big hospital. And the waste of the center would sometimes go to his house. So he warned 2-3 times, please stop this. But somehow or other, some of the waste would go to his house. So what he did, whatever syringes, needles and waste of the hospital material was there, he collected everything and dumped it in front of the center. All polythene and injections, syringes, everything, whatever is the hospital waste, gauze pieces, blood stained cotton, everything he took and threw in front of the center. So, you know, there are people who are very critical like that. They don't like. So we undergo, we see many things in services. There are people who are very cooperative, but then there are other side, there are people who are still very much opposed. They are very anti about it. Very much. So, but gradually they become cooperative. That's another thing. But then, there are many things in service. So, if you are describing good thing, you should have courage even to describe the bad thing. So, modifying the truth, suppressing the truth, and then exaggerating the truth. We went for some service and there were 100 people, and we are describing about 500 people had come. Everything that we do, we try to magnify it. That's such a fault of human nature. I don't know what we want to garner. Praise, appreciation. What? But this thing is really a part of human nature, exaggerating things, describing as if we have done the great service, magnification. Sometimes there is one more thing, distortion of truth. Truth is something else and you distort it totally. Totally change it. Complete transformation. Total change. A distortion of truth. And then ego. Somewhere we are satisfying our ego whilst describing the services we have done. In fact, have we really done any service? Everything in the confluence age Baba is doing, we are just instrument channels. If he wants, he can use any channel at any time. He has chosen me, it's my fortune. But I must know that at any time a new channel can be chosen. Whether it is center, whether it is giving courses, whether it is organizing programs, seminar, workshop, or taking some souls to Madhuban, or giving some talk, some speech, or any gross service of kitchen or anywhere in Madhuban, I must know that I am just a channel, an instrument. He is using me. I am that puppet. He is the puppeteer. So ego satisfaction. And then others, there's one more thing which some people do. They try to belittle others. To show that we have done, you have not done. Though they do not mention it directly, but whilst giving service news, they talk in such a manner that we have done, you have not done. We have gone there, you have not gone there. There is a hidden feeling somewhere. And that also satisfies the ego. So these are some of the flaws of speaking. Speaking is such a good thing, but then it is definitely associated with some flaws. And there is one more thing, falsehood, untruth. Truth is something else, we speak false. And there is one more thing, borrowing somebody else's experience, that is piracy. It is somebody else's experience, but I steal that experience and I describe as it is my experience. Somebody else has very good experience with Baba. So I steal his experience. And then I show it off as if it is my experience. I have done it. I do it. This is how I am closely linked with Baba. So these are some of the things which are associated. That's why Baba is saying, you are gods and goddesses of Gambhirta. Now whether you call it seriousness or maturity, whatever. But if someone does some good work and then speaks about it, the fruit of it is halved. Only a half is accumulated. Here, one of our senior brothers often gives the example of one sister. She is a very senior sister and she dies. She goes to Baba and in the subtle world, Baba asks her, "Sister, child, what have you done?" She is not narrating on her own. Baba has asked her. It's a fictitious story. Baba has asked, "What have you done?" So she mentions, "Baba, I was in charge. Baba, I looked after so many centers. I gave courses to lakhs. I established so many centers. Gave sustenance to so many kumaris and kumars and did all this service and this and that and that and this and that." She's very sincerely mentioning everything because Baba asked her, "Child, what have you done?" But at the end of her speech, Baba said, "Child, all this I was doing, what you have done. This all I was doing. What have you done? Are we really doing anything? This vain pride, this false gratification of ego, this pseudo sense of doing something great. There's a time to check ourselves again." So, Baba says, if you do service, what should one do then? First, no need to mention it. Stay silent. Why to mention it? Second, if asked, then one should do. What should do? That's the thing. If you are asked that what should one do? Suppose I'll give example. You are gone for 15 days. To some place and you came back. In those 15 days, you conducted about 10 programs and a lot of people are benefited and so many things happened, whatever. Then you come back. Either you were silent, you didn't say anything. But then you were asked, now tell, what have you done? Now what to do? What to do? Yes? Mama, but mama was not told to give speech. You are told to give speech. Sit and give speech for 1 hour. Describe what you have done. Now tell. They say, we want to hear the service news. Because they say that some people will get filled with enthusiasm by your narration. But then there are some people sitting who are very much jealous. They don't want to listen. Then there are some people who are highly egoistic. And then there are some people who say, this is stupid service. This is no service at all. Service is what we are doing. That is what service is. What you are doing is simply time waste. So what should we do? You are told to narrate it. So how the speech should be? Yes, sister. You are told to narrate. So what things you will take care in your speech? Yes, that's very good. One has to be factual. You should not tamper with the facts. One. Then? Attitude. Your attitude should be of humility. There should be a lot of humility in your speech. That I am just an instrument and Baba used me for this service. What else? Then you should say that we have got to learn a lot. It's a good thing to mention that this service we learnt a lot. This is a very good point to be included in the speech. What else? Rather than using the word I, say we. Rather than using I did this, I had gone there and then I found like that, and then I organized a big program, and then I gave 10 speeches, and I did this, and I did this. Rather than using the word I, what one should use? We. We had gone there. We saw things like that, and the program was organized, and it was done. There's one more method. Actually, that method we use in medical science. For example, there is an ICU and patient comes and he's very serious and one junior doctor is there and he managed the patient so well. He put the patient on ventilator, he started with drugs and he did many other lines here and there and everything. So in the morning he has to inform his seniors. So there are two ways. One is a patient came, I did this, I did that. And then I found it is happening like this, then I did this. This is one method. Second method is, patient had come, he was breathless, patient was intubated. And patient was put on ventilator. Then patient's BP dropped, new drugs were started. He is not mentioning who has done it. It is understood that he has only done it. So in the similar manner here also, we had gone to the place, and there was a good service which was done. And many people had come. And many people got benefited. And we came back. There's no mention of who has done it. It's only we are describing Baba's service was done. Baba's program was done. So there's a good method of narrating. What else? It should not appear that you are egoistic. You have to hide your ego. In fact, if there is no ego, you need not to hide it. It's only when it is there, you have to make efforts to hide it. So what are the things one should take care of whilst narrating service news? It's a good topic. Telling. What else? Yeah? we could have done better. We did this, but this could have been done better. And you start appreciating the souls who are there. Rather than describing how big service you did, describe what efforts those people did. Those sisters, those brothers, those unsung warriors whom nobody praises. You praise them, those who were there. Because it's not about the speaker, it's about the organizers. How much efforts they did. They did not sleep. For 15 days they were preparing. So it's more about them, the organizers. So appreciate the organizers. What else? Okay, so these are some of the things you can churn more on this topic. So as I mentioned, the first thing is, don't say, stay silent. But if you are asked, and if you are made to sit and narrate what service you did, what you have to take care is, see that you are factually true. Don't tamper with the truth. Don't modify the truth. Don't suppress the truth. Don't try to exaggerate things. 100 people were there and you mentioned about 500 people were there. That's a very common thing in Brahma Kumaris. We do that. And I have seen many times. Many times I have asked, how many people are there? They will say about 1,000. But actually, when you find, there are only 300. So they do that, like that. But then again, while describing it, they mention the same figure which was before. Whatever, one has to be factually right. That's it. Second, be humble. Your attitude should be of one of humility and instrument. And then, use the word I rather than using the word we. And then, appreciate those who have done. And then, what you have learned there. Mention about those things. Mention what you have learned from this service. And then one more thing, thankfulness. Thankfulness. This part should be included in the speech. That we are very thankful that Baba gave me the opportunity to do this service. So thankfulness, attitude, learning, use of I, we, use of we, not I. I is a very dangerous thing. These all things should be there. Otherwise, you are the god and goddesses of Gambhirta. So become god and goddess of maturity they have given. But by speaking about it, your marks will be reduced. Otherwise, if you don't follow this, you will get only 50 marks. Okay? So if you want full marks, this point should be included. Om Shanti.